My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Lacey talk religion and food. So listen and enjoy.
Don't worry, Joe has paperwork. That's the sound of a healthy man.
I have paperwork. I most certainly do. I'm clear as a bell.
So does a fucking...
It sounds like you're dying.
So does a pit bull. It doesn't mean I want it in my house. She goes, did you like public intimacy? What is your favorite type of kiss, Mike? I wonder what I wrote. Let's
see. Down your throat. Oh!
I go, you were very pretty, so I would not mind public intimacy. Wow. Of course, that won't happen until I get to Nigeria.
Really, it's hard to do that while you're on the internet.
Yeah. She goes, or I come home. I go, true. She goes, true. I'm a bit surprised that you were fine with me having sex with other women.
Yeah. She just skirted right over that.
And she says... And I quote, I love spaghetti with meat sauce.
What?
What did she say?
I love spaghetti with meat sauce.
I like ringtone. What the hell?
Which is something that I've always said when I felt that the conversation was becoming uncomfortable.
What, does she want to go to the Olive Garden? What the hell is she getting at here?
I love spaghetti with meat sauce and salad and garlic bread. I dress casual for work, and when home, I am usually in jeans and a t-shirt. Lately, I've been trying to expand my wardrobe and try new styles. I want man that you can't wait until he comes home from work so I can kiss him and sit down and relax in front of the TV or go out and spend an evening together. No, we can't do that anymore.
I like getting Mexican somewhere in Ohio.
No, it was Indiana.
Indiana.
It's like what switch just went off in your head? It was so Rain Man like.
And then she goes, "You can't change anyone." I go, "True, but promiscuity is often a relationship killer."
And what'd she say to that?
She goes, I would like us to build more trust and honest with faith more in this conversation so that we can move forward and plan more better on how to plan and meet each other face to face. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. The Holy Spirit reminded me of that as it applies to marriage and a mortgage.
Did
you write that? She
wrote that.
All right, now here's the deal. Basically, the scammer's M.O., is they always do trust. They're trying to build it up that a trust is a very big thing with them right before they ask for the money. Religion, that goes hand in hand. They do the same thing. I mean, the church does that before they hand out the basket. So basically, she's setting you up. She's going to be hitting you up for dough probably in the next 5 minutes.
Well, I write to her. I saw the Holy Spirit once. Not what I expected.
Oh my God.
She goes, only God can so meld two hearts together so that only the love he can give may be experienced by both toward each other. When we can totally surrender to his will, even in love, when it's not forced or planned or manipulated, that is when marriage will really honor God. When the union is for his holy glory and not our own, then it will flourish and be the example that God intended to be. Talk about a boner killer.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.